Censored by Twitter, shadow banned on Facebook, and hated by fake news media. The Patriotically Correct Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Mojo 5-0 Radio.
Turn my microphone on.
Attaboy.
It's kind of a prerequisite here for radio. Welcome to the Patriotically Correct Radio Show. My name is Stu Peters, of course, joined by Richard Leonard. On this 22nd day of January 2021, it is, day three of the newly installed regime, and as an illegitimate confirmed liar and criminal occupies the Oval Office, killing thousands of jobs on his first day as America's new statist dictatorial leader, the cabal continues to use the media and high-tech platforms to censor, delete, and ban and cancel anyone who dares to raise a question or oppose directives that divide Americans, use the fear emotion as a tool for compliance and control through the smoke screens of safety and health, open the borders of our country to religious anti-American Islamic extremists, allow illegal entry across our southern border, welcoming violent criminals and gang members into our neighborhoods, and unleashing a full assault on the energy independence of our great country, risking national security and securing trillions of dollars for our enemies that wish to bring the United States to its knees. The whole thing just feels and looks really weird. The strange feeling that I get when I watch the maskless Joe Biden stand at the Lincoln Memorial as if he's never seen it before, signaling for the deep state media to push the propaganda-like video to the masses while he gazes up at the monumental portrait as if to show his appreciation for its awesome beauty, but forgetting that we know he's been in Washington for 47 years and has more than likely been in that very building thousands of times. The faux inauguration was equally bizarre. Did the faces of Bill and Hillary Clinton, George Bush, the Obamas, and Bernie Sanders look like victory or defeat? The atmosphere appeared to be more similar to a funeral than a celebration, and the 83 people in attendance didn't appear to be overflowing with joy, but more like zombies and empty souls just occupying space. It was incredibly peculiar. Joe hasn't answered any questions, really. He snapped at a White House reporter once as if to show us all who the boss is and remind everyone daring to ask a real question of the king that you will not be tolerated and may put you on the fast track for deprogramming and re-education. And oh, by the way, the official White House YouTube channel, they have now disabled comments from being posted. It's really all so strange. I mean, it's just a really eerie feeling. I'm looking around today and I see no headlines in the failing New York Times or Washington Post about the U.S. Army National Guard soldiers that were treated like dogs as they were forced to sleep on the cold concrete of a desolate parking garage after they were kicked to the curb by the imposter-in-chief and his war-hungry cronies, Pelosi and Schumer, so that they could make their state military takeover appear to have total support from the people of this country. This makes me absolutely sick to my stomach. This is the day two, ladies and gentlemen, day two, and Joe Biden has shown you without leaving any doubt or room for speculation when it comes to his lack of honor, as he has supported every war that would send these young men and women to their death and then thanks them by leaving them outside like a feral cat or unwanted junkyard dog. And just in case you have any doubt about the level of respect that Joe has for the brave heroes that signed up to make the ultimate sacrifice while protecting his liberty, his freedom, his country, just ask him yourself. They're stupid bastards. Right, Joe? Meanwhile, Donald J. Trump has reportedly given permission to any National Guard troops to stay at the Trump Hotel in D.C. while they're deployed to the greatest phony puppet show the world has ever seen. That's what honor looks like. And it's not by coincidence that you won't hear a peep about that in the state-controlled media. You won't hear Don Lemon or Chris Cuomo talking about the 8,000 American COVID-19 deaths from yesterday because they don't want to address Biden's mishandling of the pandemic or relentlessly show you the daily ticker of deaths as for-profit medical providers rake in nearly 40 grand for every healthy person they kill with a ventilator as radical progressives politicize a virus with a 99.8% survival rate to gain power while they lock you down in fear and show you how they really value the life of you and your kids. That's not the focus here, and it won't be. There was a 4-year pause in the 16-year plan to bring America to its knees and force communism upon our great republic. And that pause was instigated by an America-loving patriot that gave up an incredibly luxurious life and sacrificed literally everything to pull back the curtains on the criminal empire that wishes to destroy us. So as Schumer promises to deliver articles of impeachment on Monday, and more voices are silenced as individual liberty and freedoms are crushed while businesses close down permanently at unprecedented and alarming rates, causing permanent psychological and mental health issues among adults and children for the personal gain of establishment criminals and members of the global faction. Just remember that the fire of American patriotism cannot be extinguished if you give it to God and truly understand the importance of timing. These are uneasy times for everyone. And we're seeing things that we have never seen before. But the reason we're seeing it all is because we have all been awakened. You see, this isn't for the weak. This battle was meant for us. It was meant for right now, in this time, at this minute, while we are here. Because Lord knows it's only His army that can stand in the face of evil and completely dismantle the plan of the devil. The best is yet to come.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4812. 800-978-4812. 800-978-4812. That's 800-978-4812.
Broadcasting live from the highest cloud of privileged patriotism. The PC Radio Show is on Mojo 5-0 Radio.
And welcoming back 2.4 million live listeners on our iHeart channel. That is Mojo 5-0. That's the station. Hello. Also, you can find us anywhere that you can get your podcast. Make sure to subscribe to the Exploding Rumble channel. Follow us everywhere. We're on Gab. We're on Clout Hub. We're on Twitter. We're on, I don't know. There's so many of them now as these radicals try to force the silence of people like you and I, Richard, and they try to take away the platform of anybody who disagrees with anything that the newly installed illegitimate regime might be trying to accomplish. And we were just talking a little bit in the open about the National Guard troops that are in Washington, D.C. Richard, you're a recently retired National Guardsman, served honorably in the U.S. Army, Minnesota National Guard as a Red Bull. How does this make you feel? I mean, listen, the media hasn't touched this. They haven't mentioned this at all. We wouldn't know about it if we weren't in social media hearing about this stuff. I have not seen a thing from the New York Times, from the Washington Post, on CNN, on MSNBC, or any of the major broadcast networks about the way that these people, these heroes, these brave young men and women are being treated like unwanted junkyard dogs. It's just absolutely sick.
Well, you know, I'll tell you one thing. At least many years ago, you learn in basic training right away that you can sleep and relax anywhere. But that doesn't make it okay. It's surprising to me that there was no plan. There was no plan for billet or housing for these soldiers while they're there. And the answer is to throw them in some underground garage and say, hey, man, just take up your corner. This platoon go in that corner, that platoon go in that corner, and we'll let you know when we need you. It's ridiculous. There's no adequate rest plan that can be implemented, in my opinion, to any of these soldiers by sleeping on a concrete floor and then ask them to secure the Capitol, the most sacred ground in our country, so they say. And even more interesting is that, you know, last week, Nancy Pelosi was asking for not only all these soldiers, but also wanted soldiers behind high-powered machine guns in little bunkers are built or whatever the hell it was she asked for. But now they want to just throw them in a parking garage.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The appearance here is a state military takeover. And when what they were saying was going to happen didn't happen, now it's like, oh, we gotta get rid of these guys. You know, this looks like a military takeover of a state-controlled installation of a dictator, which is exactly what it is, but we can't have it looking that way. So now we have to hurry up and get rid of these guys. We can't have this, you know, on the lawn of the White House any longer, which, by the way, is another very strange phenomenon. The whole thing really is incredibly strange, but I do want to say this, that Trump has reportedly offered his hotel in D.C. at no charge to any guardsmen that want to, or any National Guard troops that need a place to stay while they're in D.C. And that is what honor looks like.
Well, that, and you know, I agree. That's all well and good. But the truth of the matter is that none of these soldiers that are actually ground pounders, that are the E4s, the privates, the specialists, the E5s, you know who's going to be staying in the hotel? They're the majors and the colonels.
Right.
And,
well, yeah, of course.
You know, all that other stuff. Yes, that's great, and I applaud Mr. Trump for offering up his place, but the truth is that the soldiers that are doing all the hard footwork are going to still be in the garage.
Yeah, and it's a damn shame, and you're right. There was no – I mean, listen, they can build this incredible – fake, phony, you know, inaugural stage, right? And they can do this literally overnight. This construction was done for this audience of 83 that was going to be there to watch the dictator, swear himself in on an upside down cross of a weird looking Bible. I mean, the whole thing is strange. Again, it's very weird. The times that we're in right now, the things that we're seeing and the things that we're not seeing are even more scary. But if they can erect something like that in literally no time, how long does it take to set up temporary barracks for soldiers, Richard? I mean, it doesn't take long, right? Right. An hour. And the mere fact that that wasn't addressed, that was a complete oversight, just shows the complete lack of respect and the complete lack of honor that these people, these radical progressives have. I want to say something here. This is not about Democrats. Okay. This isn't about liberals. This isn't about conservatives. This isn't about Christians. This isn't about white people or black people anymore. This is the biggest psyop ever perpetuated on the, not only the American people, but the entire world is watching this. And there are millions of people that are completely disenfranchised who are in other countries right now watching this whole thing go down, because if the United States goes dark or falls, it will be the darkest country that the world has ever seen. And that is a very scary thing for the people in third world countries that rely on the protection of the United States military and of our government as kind of the world's police, right? And so to see that you know, the barracks can be installed and erected in an hour, and the fact that that was an oversight just shows you that the real focus here is not on the American agenda, okay? This is on the American destruction. And what I mean by this is no longer about Democrats and Republicans, come on, you really have to wake up and understand. This is about the toppling of a complete political system. So Democrats and Republicans in terms like liberal and conservative are going to mean nothing, because the whole thing is being wiped out. This is the cleansing. This is the depopulation. This is the attack that we have been promised. And it's happening right now. So get this political warfare and throw it in the trash, because that's not what this is, ladies and gentlemen. This is a complete attack on the dismantling and the attempt to limb by limb tear apart the Constitution, the framework of this country, the history with which we were built, which we're going to talk about in a little while, Richard brought up a good point off the air about history and what's being destroyed in the White House already on day two or day three, whatever you want to call it. I don't know if I consider day one a day one, but it is, because he put 17 signatures on 15 different executive orders, presumably. You know, they had invisible ink or something, I guess. I mean, there's a lot of pictures circulating around. There's a lot of speculation. There's a lot of theories that surround what's really going on. There's, you know, the different carpet in the Oval Office, the exact same Oval Office set as was used in a movie set. People are saying they're convinced that Joe Biden is still in his basement, that this whole thing is a faux, that this whole thing is a fake. I mean, I don't know. You know, that seems a little far reaching.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that is it just me here, or is this whole thing, this whole puppet show, this whole charade, this whole act, is it just really creepy? Is it really eerie? Does it make your skin crawl? Or am I just really, really reading way too far into this thing? I mean, I don't know. I've done a lot of thinking over the last 48 hours specifically, but more so over the last 48 days and 48 months than I have, you know, previously in my adult life. But am I overthinking this?
Well, I don't think you're overthinking it. I think that there's, like you said, there is a lot of information. There's a lot of talk, and there's a lot of ideas and stories. And it's hard to know what to believe. Is Joe Biden sitting at some Hollywood set in a basement? I don't believe that. I think he's in the White House. But, you know, yes, it does feel weird. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like we lost an election to the Democrats like we have in the past, and everything, you know, went on as usual. But, you know, last night you were telling me about some numbers that were all in alignment, you know, 83 million this and 83 people at the inauguration. And so, yes, it all feels weird. Super weird. The way that he walked down the street when he got out of the limo to walk to the White House was really awkward.
The way that he stands when he's there at the Lincoln Memorial and just gazes up at it in this,
like he's lost.
But you know what though? It is like that. But this is so reminiscent of something that you see evil world dictators doing. This is virtue signaling. This is staged for the, you know, like Putin will go ride a horse with his shirt off and showing off his muscles and his physique to remind his people that he is the almighty powerful, that he is in control. They stage things like this, and they purposely release stuff like this, footage like this. Now, meanwhile, just an hour ago, I signed an executive order requiring that a mask be worn on all federal property. Furthermore, I have told you how patriotic it is to wear a mask. And there is the maskless Joe Biden on federal property showing his patriotism. It's just the whole thing is really, really strange and awkward. And even the environment, even the walls seem lifeless. Everything is so dark and dismal and lifeless. The people around him, I mean, look at this press secretary. I mean, you know, Kayleigh McEnany had a Harvard degree. This woman has some community college degree, and it shows at the podium. But, I mean, she's just lifeless and without personality. And I'm not saying that I need somebody to get up, you know, on the presidential podium in the White House, in the press corps room, and put on a pony show here, but I'm not saying I need to be entertained. I don't want a stand-up comic up here giving me some fake, phony reality show, but it feels like that's exactly what's happening.
Well, somebody who is confident and who can speak eloquently and in general sense, and like a presidential person would, I agree, man. It's out there. And even Kamala Harris. Even Kamala Harris looks uncomfortable standing next to President Biden.
They all look very uncomfortable. And like I mentioned at the top of the show, when you were watching this inauguration and you saw Bernie Sanders sitting there, looked like he was shivering and cold and whatever, and I'm sure he was, and he's all alone and he's there. This picture is taken of him. That didn't look like a face of victory.
No.
And when you look at the Clintons, they just... They did not look like they were celebrating anything.
Well, Bill got caught sleeping during Joe Biden's speech. He was sleeping.
The Obamas looked lifeless. Everybody there looked lifeless. And I don't know that there were 83 people. there was probably more than 83. But that's just a number that I'm using to highlight the fact that this is a presidential inauguration. And I mean, go look at the photographs from when President Trump was inaugurated 4 years ago. The mall was packed, nut to butt, standing room. I mean, it was like cordwood. People were jammed in there like sardines in a can. I mean, it just looks weird.
The best thing that came out of that whole inauguration dog and pony show was the hundreds and maybe even thousands now of memes of Bernie Sanders. That's it. Nothing to be proud of, certainly. As a country, nothing to be proud of.
Businesses are threatening jobs of employees that are saying that they're not going to get the COVID-19 vaccination, and we're going to talk about that when we return in 60 seconds.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
We will force votes.
We will not stop.
Any Republican senator is part of the cover-up.
What the f***?
Impeachment.
This is madness.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
We want to tell you about one of the awesome sponsors that makes PC Radio possible and keeps us great here. And that sponsor is Verve. Now, Verve Forever is a CBD product that I use and that Richard uses. We are new to the CBD world. Now, Richard uses the stuff with THC. You're probably running around. He's probably high as a kite right now, to be honest with you. And so, I'm just kidding, though.
Yeah,
the stuff doesn't get you high. I don't think, anyways. But I use the stuff with zero THC. I use the pain cream on my shoulders. I was supposed to have had surgery, as I have been very candid on this show and told everybody about it. I have nothing to hide. I'm an open book over here. Anything in my past, I'm more than willing to talk about, but you know, it was canceled due to the pandemic, but that was kind of God's timing, I feel, because it was a blessing in disguise. I now don't have to have the surgery because my pain went from a 10 to a 0 by just rubbing this cream on my shoulder, and I'm really glad that I don't have to have surgery. I've never had to be put under. I don't think anybody really looks forward to that, but if you have those kinds of pains, if you have things that you're dealing with as we get older, our bodies ache more, it makes it a longer recovery, maybe you work out, you've got some joint pains, you know, some tendonitis or something, maybe migraines, whatever it is, this stuff can really help you. And also, the company is veteran-owned, all right? And they are a charitable company that donates to a lot of really great patriotic causes. They're an American-owned, patriotic, veteran-owned company. And if you're doing business with another CBD source and you don't know where this stuff is coming from, or if you're buying it at the corner store, you know, forget that. Debt that right now. Stop it. Knock it off and get over to the PCRadioshow.com where you can find more information about Verve, a great company, the highest quality product at the most affordable prices. You'll find that information at thepcradioshow.com. Get over there right now, thepcradioshow.com. That's thepcradioshow.com.
With a domestic population of 350 million and 7.8 billion worldwide, we thank the 12 of you that listen to this garbage.
It's garbage, and I'll tell you why.
The Patriotically Correct Radio Show.
Eat me.
Doing worldwide at thepcradioshow.com,
which is where you're going to find that information on Verve. Also, Johnson Jewelers, another proud sponsor of the Patriotically Correct Radio Show. We'll tell you more about them as we catch up here, but we want to talk about the COVID vaccination. It's been a real point of contention in my household. I'm telling you, there's been some pretty heated discussions around the Peters house about the vaccination, and Marie, she wants to get it. She's a nurse. She feels like she's compromised her immune system because of some surgery that she had where she had her spleen removed. I don't know. I'm very uneasy about the COVID-19 vaccination, just to be candid here. And there's a lot of listeners here who are probably going to tell me, Stu, just go get the vaccine. It's not a big deal. And it's not that I think, Richard, that there's some microchip tracking device in this thing. Okay. I'm not really that tinfoil on this deal. I'm not thinking that there's this huge conspiracy theory around, you know, like tracking me and things like that. But here's what I'm concerned about, and you can tell me if you think my points are valid. I'm concerned that this thing was rushed to the market. Now, I think it's great that Donald Trump had Operation Warp Speed. I think it's great that he deregulated these drug companies and these manufacturers so that they could introduce a vaccine. But the reason for the vaccine rush and the reintroduction of that was so that we could then start to return to some sort of a life of normalcy, I believe. Is that correct? I mean, this was, yeah. Hey, let's get the restaurants back open. Let's save the economy. Let's get this economy rolling again. Let's get these businesses open. Let's let kids take their masks off and go play sports. I don't know what that dinging is. This intern boy is, what is that? Is that some kind of a notification on my computer or what? Well, turn it off. You know, and so to return to this, you know, to have kids take their masks off while they play sports and things. And now we're seeing that that's not even coming to fruition. We're still social distancing. We're still wearing these muzzles. You know, businesses are still closing at alarming rates. And so although I'm really happy that it was rushed here for specific people and for the right reasons, I feel like I am an able-bodied, middle-aged person that doesn't have any risk factors. And when you look at your mother-in-law, who's in her 80s, mm-hmm. who's had strokes, who's had the shingles, who has, what, a half a lung or something, you know, congestive heart failure, or all these things that you've told me about. I mean, the woman just, if there was no such thing as bad luck, she wouldn't have luck at all. And then she gets the COVID and she beats it. And so when you're looking at people like that, and I've heard so many stories about people who really are the highest risk people who, yeah, they get sick, but they beat this thing. And nobody wants to get the flu. Nobody wants to get a cold. Nobody wants to get pneumonia, the shingles. Nobody wants to get sick. It's just a natural thing. Of course we don't want to get sick. Mm-hmm. But we do, and then we deal with it, and then our immune system does what it's supposed to do. The body does its thing, right? And I'm no virologist here. I'm no epidemiologist, and I don't pretend to be. I'm giving you my personal feeling on this, is that I just don't feel right about it. I don't believe approved by the FDA. You know, and if we don't have a vaccination that is 90% effective for influenza, which has been around since the beginning of time, you know, that thing is only 30 to 37% effective, but we swear by that thing. But now we have a virus that's brand new that we really know nothing about. We don't know if this thing evolves, if it mutates, if there's new strains now we're hearing about that are really scary, you know, and kids are dying and all this. I mean, but we have a vaccination for something that we literally knew nothing about in such a short amount of time, and it boasts this effective rate of over 90%, like 94%. I'm just not buying it. And I'm sorry, but it might be real, and maybe someday I'll be proven to have been this big conspiracy theorist. But for me, I have heard the stories of the side effects. Mm-hmm. I have heard the stories of, you know, really, like, I saw a nurse who was saying that she got this thing, and she was like, I didn't know that literally every joint, every muscle, every bone in my body could hurt, but it does. This sucks. And to me, that just sounds like you just put something into your body that's really not supposed to be there.
Listen, man, I don't think that you're way out in left field either. The fact of the matter is, if we've spent all these years, decades, trying to figure out how to cure cancer, we've spent all these years, decades, trying to figure out a cure for AIDS and HIV. But all of a sudden, in a few short months, we can find a vaccine for this virus that was supposed to kill millions and millions of people around this world.
Over 2 million.
Yeah, I don't buy it. And you know what? Like I've said before, in a year or two, if this thing is still around and the vaccine has been proven to work, maybe I'll consider getting it. I'm not going to get it.
Well, and this thing is really becoming exaggerated as well. And I'm going to say this. Another reason why I don't trust it or don't believe it is because these people have been proven to have been wrong and or lied. And when you look at somebody like Anthony Fauci, who's now once again back in these press conferences,
still hanging around,
he's Biden's guy. Right. But he was proven to be a hypocrite and proven to have been a liar and proven to have talked about this thing in a way that was only designed for fear tactics. And nothing of this sort came to fruition, like the 2 million people, you know, that were supposed to die. We were supposed to be stepping over dead bodies everywhere that we went. And he's a personal investor just by chance, by happenstance, by coincidence, in the lab in Wuhan, China, this obscure little place where this thing was manufactured and intentionally released.
He didn't know anything.
He knew nothing. It's the same group of people now who are all like pushing you at this vaccination with force. I think it's a lot of that reason that I'm even more skeptical, is because, wait a minute here, hold on a second. That's great. There's a vaccine. There's a flu vaccination as well. I'm not an anti-vaxxer and I'm not a never vaxxer. I do get the flu shot. I've had all the childhood, you know, vaccinations that you're supposed to have. We were talking the other day about getting the shingles vaccination. I don't want that shit. I'm probably going to get that too if it's available. I don't know. I'll have to talk to my doctor about that. But nobody's pushing me to do that. Your doctors, you're not receiving any social pressure. You're not being condemned as a racist if you don't get the flu shot. You know, so what is it about this one? It's just so effing important for you to go get this thing.
Well, because it's day after day, you're told about how deadly this is. I mean, like you said, look, Fauci is back behind the president. He's like a really bad case of face herpes that just keeps coming back and coming back and coming back. And even Joe Biden in his inauguration speech told the whole all the American people that were watching anyway, we're entering the deadliest time of this virus. This is why we need 100 days of mask wearing and this and that and the other. It's going to be the most deadly part of this virus. We haven't seen anything yet.
And he's been caught with his mask off, both in the White House and at the Lincoln Memorial. These people don't believe their own narrative. They don't believe what they're saying. And if they did believe it, there would be biohazard disposal containers. I mean, we've talked about all of this stuff. If this thing was as viciously viral as they say that it is, then you wouldn't need to go into the blood-brain barrier to get a less than 30% accurate test, you know, positive result. But now, not only are you being pressured to do this by, you know, the social environment, but now it's becoming mandated, as Richard was telling me, that there are businesses threatening jobs to employees who have decided that they're not going to get the vaccine.
Yeah, so I was scrolling through Twitter, right, and I just so happened to stumble across this lady, World Eventsy, at World Eventsy is her name, and her tweet reads this. So my manager just advised me and has given me the paperwork today to access an online counseling service after my decision to decline the vaccine. Apparently, I can't be of sound mind if I'm not following the government's narrative now. And so as you scroll through and read the thousands and thousands of response or hundreds of responses, and people are talking about, she's talking about having to get counseling. Other folks are saying that their employers are threatening to dismiss them if they decide not to get the vaccine. Counseling and dismissal and terminations, and there's just hundreds of them.
Yeah, because you're crazy. You're crazy if you don't get this thing. You're an absolute lunatic. You've lost your mind. You've drank the Trump Kool-Aid. You think you're invincible. You're a racist, and you're a bigot, and you're a homophobe, and you're a xenophobe, and you're a, all of these things. You're a misogynist. You're a total asshole, and you're selfish if you don't get this thing, because if you don't get this thing, you're going to have blood on your hands. And when Aunt Betty croaks, you know, from congestive heart failure at the exact age of the average life expectancy of Aunt Betty's worldwide, she's labeled a COVID death so that the care provider can rake in his or her $40,000. That blood is going to be on your hands because you didn't get the vaccine. And if I'm an employer and I don't require you, Richard, to get this thing, and it turns out that Aunt Betty dies because of you and you were working for me, they might cancel my business. They might come after me and burn my business to the ground. I'm going to be outed as a MyPillow racist like Mike Lindell is, because he was associated with the president. So clearly he's racist. Never mind the fact that out of his 2,500 employees, over 60% of them are of minority status. Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem to matter. You know, and like he said in his interview over here, that, you know, before he met with Trump, he was the media's little golden child. They loved him. He was their little sweetie pie. And then he met with Trump and it was crickets. And then after that, they unleashed this full attack on him. They even reduced his Better Business Bureau rating from an A+ to an F for no reason whatsoever, other than the fact that he's a racist. And why is he a racist? Because he met with Trump. The same thing is going to happen to these employers who do not require their employees to then go get this virus. They're putting themselves in a position for a lot of libel, and there's going to be a lot of lawsuits here by these people who are forced to go get this thing so that they can keep their job. I mean, listen, if you want to go renew your driver's license, chances are you're going to have had proof that you've done this. Yep. If you want to have the internet in your house when the state takes over the internet and it's nationalized, you're probably going to have proof of this. There are so many different things that they're going to hold over your head, and they're going to say the only way that you're able to get this A, B, or C is if you can prove that you've had either the Pfizer or Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccination for the coronavirus, the novel virus, COVID-19. That is a really scary place for us to be in. How about air travel? How about public transit? No, you can't get on this bus unless I see your papers. Where we are right now in these times is incredibly scary. And it's because of things like this. It's because of all of the things that they're holding over your head to force you to go get this thing that makes me even more skeptical about going to get it.
And what's even more scary, Stu, is that it doesn't take a lot. It doesn't take a lot for these people to pass this message. It's real. Sometimes it's very subtle, in my opinion. You know, taxes are going to go up. The stock market was great. And hey, by the way, we're entering the deadliest time of the coronavirus. And now on to the sports.
Yeah.
It's very subtle, and it doesn't take them long to freak people out.
What really bothers me as well is, and the vaccine thing is what it is right now. I don't believe that they're even available for children yet, but I would assume that they're going to be, and that we're going to start soon pushing that on our kids. But
what about your kids? Are your kids getting it?
No, hard, full stop. No way. Absolutely not. I will. And I'm telling you right now, and this is going to sound like crazy, man, but I'm telling you, if Marie tries to push me on this thing, I know how to get away, and I'll take those kids and go someplace where I'll never be found. I mean, oh. I don't know. It's really that serious to me. I have this feeling. My dad always told me to trust your gut, and it's worked out for the most part in a positive way by living by those words. I just feel really funny about this. And no, they're not going to get it, but I don't think it's available for kids yet. But here's my thinking on that, okay? Now, the assault on America, and I know we got to get to break here. The assault on America, on conservative voices, the assault to silence pro-police people, for example, or anybody who stands for God and religion, or anybody who stands for Christianity or for individual liberty and for freedom. We've seen the relentless assault on these people. It's right out in front of you. It's in the media. It's in social media, high tech. These platforms are deleting, banning, canceling, right? We've seen that. That is proven. That is a fact. But the assault is now on our super youth, as we researched and showed you on this program, like, for example, the book, okay? And we've talked about the book that indoctrinates kids, yeah. And it teaches them that all cops are racist murderers, and it was approved by the governor of Minnesota to be introduced as curriculum in schools here, and it's being used in at least one that I know of, District 196, and that should outrage every single parent in the world, no matter what color you are. That is the indoctrination of kids. So here's my thinking. Let's just say that this vaccine, and we're going to really put on our tinfoil hat here, so just give me a second. But let's just say that this vaccination and this virus were both intentionally released upon us to accomplish the goal of herd thinning or depopulation. All right? Let's just say that the global cabal really is into that. And I have my reasons for saying this, okay? I really trust me when I say this isn't just some whacked out thought that I'm having. But if that is the goal here, well, why would we thin the herd of those that we're able to indoctrinate? Because we want more like-minded people, and we have the ability to mold these people. And we've already promised that it will become a health and safety concern, or maybe even child abuse, if children are living in the homes of Trump supporters. And so we're going to need to remove them from those homes in the name of safety and health. Right. And we're going to need to then take the parents to the re-education reprogramming camps while we then care for the kids and that they're in custody of the cabal. They're in custody of the government. Right. But why would we want to thin the herd of those that we're able to control? We wouldn't, because we need to build a future for our narrative. We need to build a future for the tearing down of this country. We need to build a future that looks like what we look like.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just makes sense to me that the virus is not affecting kids. You know, I mean, that's really weird to me.
I haven't heard of any kids with it. Not that there
has. There has been a couple of kids that have been labeled COVID-19 deaths. There has been a handful of those. So I want to be fair here. But I also want to say that those are an anomaly. I mean, if we're talking about 8,000 yesterday being the highest death toll from COVID-19, the highest day of profit for these for-profit medical care facilities. Think about that. 40 grand times 8,000. Yesterday was a great day to be a medical professional or a hospital administrator.
Well, this also makes me think. So one of our guests yesterday had talked about how this isn't a quick plan, right? Like,
yeah,
people that take over take a long time. So to add another layer of tinfoil, maybe everything you said is true. But what if it has extended way earlier? Millennials being the way they are, the way that they've been introduced to electronics to take over their mind, the way they've been, our society has become increasingly more dependent on things that are outside their control, the internet, the government, people telling them what to do. They can't think for themselves, keeping them home from school so that they can't go anywhere besides the four walls of the prison of this house. And so now we have a base of, you know, young adults into teenagers, high schoolers, and now we're getting even to the younger ages, and just a systematic, slow trickle takeover.
Yeah.
A lot of tinfoil.
And as part of that takeover, Richard brought up another really good point in our show prep today, and we're going to get to that about how this is actually being deleted and what we're teaching our kids now, and more importantly, what we are not teaching our kids, and it's coming directly from the White House on his second day. This is interesting stuff that we're going to talk about as PC Radio continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere. My name is Stu. That's Rich. Make sure to subscribe to our Rumble channel.
PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Patriotically correct. Politically biased. Emotionally disturbed. On behalf of all of us at Mojo, we apologize. Stewart's and Richard. PC Radio.
Got to remind you about that Rumble channel because of how silenced we are becoming on all of these different platforms. I'm down a total of, I think, 35,000 Twitter followers now. Ooh. I lost 3,000 in 1 hour yesterday, and I took a screenshot of that and sent it around. I was at 50,000, and then all of a sudden I was at 47. It took about an hour. And they just 3,000 people just all of a sudden decided, you know, F this guy. I don't like Stu anymore. I'm going to unfollow.
You're really pissing folks off there.
Must be, yes. It has nothing to do with algorithms or the attack on conservative voices. But make sure to get over to these other platforms. Download the OpsLens app. Find us on Clout Hub, which you can see right there on the screen. We broadcast live on channel 200 there. And then make sure that you subscribe to our Rumble channel and follow me inside of Telegram. We are going to end up back on Parler when Parler does make its comeback. I'm hoping that everybody who took the time to so graciously follow us, we appreciate every single one of you, and we love sharing our days with you in the afternoon every single weekday, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern. We love it. We love being here, and I love hearing from you, which is why I have the Telegram account, because I read every one of your messages. So make sure that you get over there. I'm at Real Stu Peters on everything, and he's at Real Richard J. Biden, in his second day, took away the 1776 Commission, according to a report by yours, by Richard Leonard there, your very handsome co-host. And What is it? Richard's question is, what is it that he thinks kids should be learning if not for our history? And this is something, again, that I had spoken about earlier when everybody told me that I was nuts. But we are who we are as a people because of our own individual experiences in life. The way that you grew up, Richard, the fact that Roger raised you along with Eva, and you know, the life that you lived with your family, your cousins, in the neighborhood that you lived in, is a direct, has a direct impact, and who you are now is a direct result of the way that you were brought up. It's no different from our country. We are where we are because of the mistakes we have made, the times that we have fallen flat on our face, the wars that we have been engaged in, and then because of our victories as well. And there have been many more of those than there have been failures. But there are really dark and shitty times in our country's history. I will agree with that. I am not dismissing that at all. But it weakens the narrative. Let's just say racism, for example, the trending hashtag, the really important subject that we have to talk about because all of a sudden it's made its reemergence here in America. So let's just use racism. If there really is systemic racism in law enforcement, and if racism really is ravaging out of control like we are being told that it is, then to legitimize that narrative, wouldn't you have to know about the history of racism?
You would certainly think so. Otherwise, so you're just ignorantly speaking of something you know nothing about.
It delegitimizes the whole narrative when you erase history. But these history books are being discarded. They are being thrown away. They are being burned. They're being removed from classrooms. Educators have adopted this theory of social justice, and they're warriors now for that cause. My six-year-old son told me that his school teacher was praising Biden in his classroom in kindergarten and saying that now Biden he has the opportunity to return civility. And those weren't the words that my kindergartner used, but that was the message that his teacher was indoctrinating their class with. Homeschooling, probably not a bad idea, folks, if you have the means to be able to do it. But Biden, the president of the United States now, okay, presumably, the most powerful person in the free world, on his second day, takes away the 1776 commission.
It's very sad. It's very sad to me because, you know, our history, like you said, Stu, is our history. And the example I like to use about not erasing history is the Holocaust survivors. Mm-hmm. The people that survived the Holocaust have been to these places, you know, Auschwitz and all these other other places. As hard as it is for them to see it, knowing that they were encamped there, that's where they were going to die. But they're against getting rid of them. They're against tearing down these things, the Third Reich building, all that stuff, because they don't want anybody to ever forget what happened so that it doesn't happen again. And so it's a cliche, but we don't tear down our history so that we can remember it and never repeat it. And so why would we not, even if it's negative, even if it's dark, why would we not teach our children where it is that we've come from, what we've been through, to make this country what it is?
Some of the biggest lessons that we learn in life are from our mistakes. And
absolutely,
if not for making those mistakes, we wouldn't have learned anything. Day two, he removes the 1776 commission. Get involved with your PTA boards, with your school boards. That is,
you know, it's not only, I'm sorry, man, but it's not only that. You know, the other thing about our schools that really grinds my gears is things like Veterans Day. My sons are both 10th graders. Not one word about Veterans Day on November 11th. Not one. Not even a little one half page pamphlet about what it is. No little assembly, no video, no reading, no talk about it.
And all of that is going to continue to be escalated. You're going to hear less and less about that because we've already seen the honor that this president has for men and women in uniform, not only military, but police alike. There is no love for these people at all whatsoever. And any, listen, this guy is so used to repeating and parroting what he's being told that there is an actual video that I saw, that I witnessed with my own eyes. Stop doing that. That I witnessed with my own eyes of, okay, Joe Biden is walking into the White House. The Marines are standing there at attention, right? Mm-hmm. The person behind him had to remind him, salute the Marines.
You're kidding.
Now listen to this. That didn't remind him to salute the Marines, and he didn't salute the Marines. What he did is he repeated it. He said, salute the Marines, and repeated salute the Marines as he walked by the Marines.
Unbelievable.
That is how programmed this guy is to take the message and run with it. Speaking of programming, listen to this whack programming.
Happened for a reason.
Well, they didn't do it. No. They most certainly have. They just haven't done it at the Capitol. They've been doing it all over the country for 7 months.
Overturning the election is different than being pissed off about getting shot by cops.
Well, they were never going to overturn the election, and I give Congress a lot of credit for not delaying a day, just coming back.
But they tried at the direction of this president and others, Ken. It's a big difference, and you're going to have to deal with it next week. Last word.
We are absolutely ready to deal with every threat that comes, no matter who brings it. And no matter who's violent, we will advance prosecutions against those people, just like we're doing for January 6th. Violence is never acceptable, left, right, middle, or anywhere else.
Thank you for doing the job. Stay safe. And anything you can do to control that single mouth will certainly have a cascade effect. Be well, and thank you. Thank you for watching. Time for the big show, CNN Tonight and D Lemon, right now.
Listen, I don't mind that you're late, because that was a very important interview. And listen, I'm glad you mentioned about being shot by cops, because you cannot compare this, and I'm sick of people comparing. You can't compare what happened this summer to what happened at the Capitol. It's two different things.
He's right.
One was built on
right about that. You cannot compare what happened at the Capitol with what happened in neighborhoods this summer. I'm going to tell you why after this idiot finishes here. Watch.
Social justice, on criminal justice, right? On reform, on police not beating up or not treating people of color differently than they do whites. Okay? That is not a lie. Those are facts. Go look at them. What happened at the Capitol on Wednesday was built on a lie perpetrated by the president and the people who support him. So just on that one, that merit, if you want to call it, it's not comparable. Those things are not comparable, so they should stop doing that and stop this whataboutism or what happened with this. No one has ever, ever gone this far in saying that an election was illegitimate with all the evidence we have that this was that this election was legitimate. Right. So I don't understand, why Ken Cuccinelli and all these people keep going. If the president, and he says, I can't imagine.
In a million years. It
just happened last week. If he can't imagine it, then the president should come out and say, stop it with the talk about the capitals, right? The attacks and the protests on the capitals. There's nothing to protest. It was a legitimate election. Stop it with saying the election was fair and square. There's nothing to protest. Everyone go home. Don't come out and protest. Don't come out and riot. You shouldn't have done what you did on Wednesday.
This guy's a complete and total idiot, and I really like what Sheriff David Clark said, and I'm going to take a moment to tell you that. What happened at the Capitol, according to Don Lemon, was built on a lie perpetuated by the president and the people who support him. So just on that merit, if you want to call it that merit, it's not comparable. The things are not comparable, so they should not be doing it, and stop with the whataboutism, end quote. Sheriff Clark says he continued again, hilariously unaware as to what the criticism of the Black Lives Matter movement is in the first place. Yeah, a lot of people think that claims about widespread systemic racism are misleading also, Don. But you wouldn't hear anything about that from your protective little progressive bubble, would you? And another thing is, he is right. You cannot compare the two. You cannot compare what happened at the Capitol on January 6th, which at best would be, what, trespassing and vandalism, to what happened over the summer, which was rioting and domestic terrorism.
Yep. And burning of businesses, burning of homes, hitting cops over the head with manhole covers or trash can lids, There is no comparison.
Now,
a
lot of people like to look nice when they go out. And I'm telling you, one of those things that you can do is compliment your wardrobe with great jewelry. And the way that you compliment the wardrobe with great jewelry is by having custom jewelry that's unlike anywhere else. And the way that you can find that is over at JohnsonJewelers.com. They're a proud sponsor here of PC Radio. And I am a Johnson Jewelers customer. So is Richard. My wife is a Johnson Jewelers customer through me, I guess. I buy her some very nice things there. And I am assured of the quality because they guarantee that quality and they assure you that there will never be custom jewelry created like they do. So no matter where you are in the world, they can do business with you and you can do business with a great family-owned, American-owned company called Johnson Jewelers. And they will stand by their product. Just visit them online, JohnsonJewelers.com. Have a phone call, a few emails exchanged between the two of you, and you can have the custom piece of jewelry that you want. So if you have that stone or that crest or that pendant that you want framed on your wrist, on your ankle, on your ring finger, or in your ears or around your neck, whatever you envision, Johnson Jewelers can make it happen for you. There is more information about Johnson Jewelers at thepcradioshow.com. Make sure that you get over there and sign up for our email list, because if we go away on high tech, we want to be able to stay in touch with you. Real simple, thepcradioshow.com. You can find information on Johnson Jewelers as well as Verve. They are great American-owned, family-owned, and veteran-owned businesses, and that's why we do business with them. Until Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way that you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Richard, remember to fly low and avoid that radar. One day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!